The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Recent studies find there's been a significant increase in college costs for third level students, living expenses, rising rents and so on. But you may hope that your children will go to college, and to help you fund that, well, Paddy Andrews, Director of Private Client Metis Ireland, is with me. Good morning, Paddy.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
So, what can we do?
I suppose the first thing, this latest survey, this is the sixth iteration of the Zurich Life Cost of Education Survey. And every year we kind of watch with bated breath of what the extensive cost.
Well, we know it's going to go up. It's not going to come down.
And it's the sixth iteration, it's gotten higher year on year on year. And the biggest thing, you said it, Pat, the costs are around accommodation. So they broken it into three tranches. If you are unfortunate enough where your child can't live at home during university and they can't get student accommodation either, you're in the third tranche of paying private rent. And the cost per annum can be up to €16,000 a year.
Okay, obviously if your kids live at home with you, you've got to feed them and maybe there are books to be bought and so on and so forth, and there's a social life, but that's the most economic way
to get your kids. That's the most economic way, and that's costing in or around €6,000 a year. The second tranche, if you get student accommodation, which there is a significant shortfall here, that's between €10,000 and €11,000 a year. But the most expensive, and year on year, this is a 90% increase from the first year of this survey back in 2019, and it's only going one way. So for a four-year undergraduate degree where the child has to pay for rented accommodation or the parents have to pay for rented accommodation, it can cost €65,000. And multiply that by three, four children in some cases. It's a significant outlay for parents. And the first thing is understanding that this cost is there. We see it in Metis Ireland quite a bit when we build plans. Parents are understating that cost, and it can leave you in a really tight bind.
Now, maybe they hope their offspring will actually do a bit of work as well, part-time work, to help fund their own activities, potentially, or perhaps we'll be doing, like the Americans, we borrow to fund our college, and then you have a burden of debt overhanging you when you go into the workforce. Okay, but if you want to try and help them, when should you start planning? From the day they're born?
The same as anything, Pat. The sooner you acknowledge it and begin to put a plan in place, the more seamless this transition will be. But that might be very difficult for listeners. My child is 15 or 16 years of age and is heading off to university in 2 years. The biggest thing, there's two options we see commonly. There's the annual small gift exemption, which a lot of parents will use. Anyone in the state, mainly parents and grandparents, can gift €3,000 a year to their child, and there's no tax implications. So if you start, say, when a child is 8-10 years out from college, the parents can give €6,000 a year to the child.
Where are they going to get the money?
That's the challenge.
I mean, if they can afford to do that, they can afford to put them through college.
Then outside of that, if they're not fortunate enough to be in that position on conscious cost of living crisis, outside of just education costs, there's the children's allowance. That's only €140 a month. But the sooner you start putting that aside, whether it's more short term and just letting cash build up to use in the short term, or if hopefully this study and the purpose of it is, if you've 10, 15 years before your children are going to university, you might be able to invest that.
I mean, if you start at the very beginning, you know, when a child is born the first, and you start putting that money away, and it starts accruing, whether it's just plain interest or it's invested sensibly, you could have a huge pot of money by the time they're 18.
You could, but the challenge, Pat, we see, particularly for young families, is there's no point in having this wonderful long-term savings plan for education when we need crash costs, my mortgage, things like life gets in the way of these wonderful long-term plans.
So there is no silver bullet here?
No, I suppose the easiest thing is to have a chat and acknowledge that, see, that this cost is going to be there. Like I said, over 90% of families surveyed in this, if your child is in secondary school, they will go on to university. So acknowledging the cost is going to be there, and the sooner you start planning and putting some sort of funds away for education costs, the easier that transition will be. Because if you don't, and also the challenge, you might plan to say, well, €6,000 a year, my child is going to go to university here in Dublin, but the leaving cert doesn't go as well, and they might have to go a second or third course, and they end up down in Cork or Galway.
So you plan for them to be local to you, but that is not the way
the
CAO delivers.
Exactly. So look, it is a challenge, and you said it, the unfortunate thing, 6 years of this survey, that cost is going up year on year on year. There's an accommodation shortfall, and that's not going to be solved.
So the message is start saving right now.
The sooner the better.
Paddy, thank you very much for joining us. Paddy Andrews, Director of Private Clients, Metis Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.